ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes. Before we start the Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before on Daf Ayin Ches. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches says the following halacha, Hamakes chaveiroi ben be'evan ben be'egref, v'amdu l'misa v'heiko ima shahoya, u'la'achar mikan hech ben umeis chayiv, v'mnechami oimer potter, Sharaguayim Wadavar. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat in this, our Mishnah says Sharaguayim Wadavar, we find the tremendous Machlekes Harishainim. Rashi explains, Sharaguayim Wadavar is the beer in this, from the Chemia says Potter, and this, from the Chemia says Potter, is because of Sharaguayim Wadavar. And Rashi explains Sharaguayim Wadavar to mean, Sharaguayim Wadavar Shoymes Machmas Makazu Sharei Heikel. In other words, according to Rashi, this and Nehemiah says, the reason why he is potter is because since he was heikoim ashoyah, for that reason we have raguayim odover, showing meis machmas makazu. On the other hand, in the Rambam, in Perek Dal Mihoches Ritzeach Chochei, we find that the Rambam argues in Rashi, and the Rambam explains this in our Mishnah says raguayim odover is going back to the Shita of Chachamim. And the Rambam says as follows, Amdu l'misa v'heikoim ashahoya l'achar mikan hech b'numeis hareza nerag, v'in oimdim oisai oimacheni k'sheheiko sharaglayim wadover. In other words, the Rambam explains that our Mishnah is coming to explain pshat in Chachamim, and this Chachamim say, that even by heiko l'meis but still he is chayiv, is because it was sharaglayim wadover that he was meis machmas, the original makah. So again, we have machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam as far as how to explain pshat in the Shita of Chachamim. The Rambam explains pshat in Chachamim. This, that according to Chachamim, one is chayim misa, even though he was heikel mimasha hoyo la'acher mikan hech berumeis, has nothing to do with this, that there is raglayim odover shemeis machmas hako harishena. But rather, even if there is no raglayim whatever, still according to Chachamim, one is chayim misa. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, this, that according to Chachamim, one is chayim misa. Even by heikolim ashoy is only because there is a raglayim whatever that he was meis machmas hakol harishena. Now to explain pshat in this machlokes harishena machoyo, one can say as follows. In Rashi, on our base, we find the Rashi explains. This that our Gemara says, O needs a pasuk to... For Amdu l'misa v'chaya, Rashi explains that the pasuk is coming to Mechadesh Loitema Hoyo V'yotzei Beis Nechayiv Niktelei. For that reason, the pasuk is coming to Mechadesh, that even though he was Yotzei Beis Nechayiv, but still if he was Chaya, the person who was Makeh him is not Chayiv Misa. In Tesis, on the other hand, we find that Tesis argues in Rashi, and Tesis says, V'lav l'paytu mi Misa itzrich. That as far as Misa is Pashet, that he will not be Nerag, but rather Tesis explains that the Pasuk is coming to Mechadesh Mishalim Ripoy Vishaves. So again, from Rashi one sees that there is a Havmina that by Amdu L'Misa, even though he was Chaya, but still the Makah should be Chayim Misa since he was Yatza Mibased in Chayiv. And even after the Drasha, which was Mechadesh, that by Amdu l'misa v'chaya one is potter. But still the Gemara says that Mechamia needs another drasha to Mechadesh Amdu l'misa v'hikol, and we make a second omdina. On the other hand, according to Rabbanon, who do not have the second drasha to mechadesh when we make a second umdana, for that reason, according to Rabbanon, we say ein oimed achar oimed, as we find in the Gemara. And since ein oimed achar oimed, for that reason, he will be chayiv misa, since he was yatza mi based in chayiv. And therefore, according to Rashi, this, that according to Rabbanon, one is chayiv misa, has nothing to do with this, that there is a raglayim madavar, but even if there is no raglayim madavar, but still one has a yatza mi based in chayiv. And since he was yatza mi based in chayiv, and he was mace, for that reason, one is chayiv misa. This that the Rambam argues is because the Rambam understands like the Shita of Tosfos that we mentioned before, who argues on Rashi. And the Rambam understands that there is no tzad to mechayev based on this, he was yatzami based on chayev. But even if one was yatzami based on chayev, but still it is pashet, that one needs to be mace, and one needs to be mace machmas hakor harishayna. And for that reason, the Rambam explains this hachom or mechayev is only because there is a raglayim madavar that he was meis machmas hakar harishayna. Without this, that there is a raglayim madavar that he was meis machmas hakar harishayna, there is no makam to mechayev the makam isa. Now, according to the shita of the Rambam, this that according to the Nechemi one is potter, even though there is a raglayim madavar that he was meis machmas hakar harishayna, is only because, according to Nechemia, there is a drasha which is mechadesh, a second umdana. And based on the second umdana, we will say that he was yatzami based in zakai. And even though at the end he was mace. And therefore, now one has a raglayim madavar that he was mace, machmas hakar rishena, but still he was yatzami based in zakai, based on the second umdana. According to Chacham, on the other hand, who do not have a drasha to mechadesh a second umdana, we do not have a p'tur of yatzami based in zakai. According to Chacham, we will say ein oimed achar oimed, and therefore one does not have a yatzami based in zakai, and therefore he is chayev since there is a raglayim adover. From Rashi, on the other hand, one sees that Rashi argues and the Rambam and Rashi understands that even though according to Nechemia there is a second umdana, but still this, the one is potter, is not because he was yatzim based in zakeh, but rather it is because we say that there is a raglayim adavar that he was nameis machmas hakar harishayna. In other words, according to Rashi, there is no halacha of yatzami based in zakai, but rather, as long as one can assume that the misa was machmas hakar harishayna, then one is chayim misa. And so too we find in Rashi with the Ramaschel, v'chayim in ha'ibdin oisei l'misa. The Rashi explains, this, that we find that there is a drasha, that by Amdul Lechayim Umeis in Umdin Oisei Lamisa, is because we say, Machmas Chili Achar Sheba Olav Echbida Hamake. According to the Rambam, this that our Gemara says, that by Amdul Lechayim in Umdin Oisei Lamisa, is based on the Locha V'yatzami based in Zakai. And even if we have our Gemara Mudav that he was Meis Machmas Hakar Rishena, but still we will say, that he is potter since he was yatzami based in zakai. So again, we have two machlokes in between Rashi and the Rambam. The first machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam is as far as how to explain pshat in the sheet of Chachamim. According to Rashi, pshat in the sheet of Chachamim is not because we say that according to Chachamim, there is a raglayim adavar that he was meis machmas hakar harishayna, but rather, even if there is no raglayim adavar, but still according to Chachamim, one is chayim misa, since he was yatzami based in chayev. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, this and according to Chachamim, even by heikolim ashahoya, one is chayev misa only because there is a raglayim adavar that he was meis machmas hakar harishayna. That is the first machlokes that we find between Rashi and the Rambam. The second machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam is as far as how to explain pshat in the shita of Rabbi Nechemia. According to Rashi, this and according to Nechemia, one is potter by heikolim ashahoya, is because by Heikol Mashahoya one has Raglai Mudava that he was not Meis Machmas Hakar Harishayna. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, this one is Potter, is even though we have Raglai Mudava that he was Meis Machmas Hakar Harishayna, but still one is Potter since he was Yatzami based in Zakai. So as far as how to explain Pshat in the first Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, well, here the first Machlokes is based on this, that there is a machlokes if one can mechayev misa since he was yatzami based in chayev. Does one need a misa machmas hakar rishayna in order to mechayev misa or not? Rashi understands in order to mechay misa. On the other hand, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam understands that one needs a misa machmas hakar rishayin in order to mechay misa. B'chir, the basis of this machlekes is a fundamental machlekes as far as how to understand the chimisa of a reteach. Is a chimisa of a reteach for actually killing the other person, or is a chimisa of a reteach for this that he was maka akar shal misa? Rashi understands that the chimisa of a reteach is for this that he was maka akar shal misa, and for that reason there is a havamina that even by chaya, but still one should be chayim misa since one was maka akar shal misa. On the other hand, the Rambam and so too Tosfos argue and understand that the chimisa of a reteach is for actually killing the other person. And therefore the Rambam and Tosfos understand that it is pashat, that one needs that the misa should be machmas akar. That is as far as the first machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam is concerned. As far as the second machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Nechemya, as we explained the Chira, one can say that the Bir HaMachlekes is a Machlekes if there is a Ptur of Yatzami based in Zakai or not. Rashi understands that there is no Ptur of Yatzami based in Zakai. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, there is a Ptur of Yatzami based in Zakai. And therefore, since we are Imid a second Umdana, for that reason, one has a Ptur of Yatzim based on Zakai, even though we have a Raglai Mudava that he was Meis Machmas Hako Arishayna. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat in the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam as far as how to explain Pshat in the Shita of Rabbi Nechemya. But as is Meduyik in Rashi, this that Rashi understands that there is no Ptur of Yatzim based on Zakai, and the Ptur of Yatzim based on Zakai is dependent upon this that we say, the machmas chiliachar shabaola v'chbida hamaka, and for that reason, by amdul v'chayim na'imdin oyisei l'misa, is only according to the Shita Rabbanon, on the other hand according to Nechemya. Who runs out the halacha v'yatzimi based in Zakai, from the pasuk of Tzadik al-Tarag, as Rashi explains with the Ramaskos v'yatzimi based in Zakai, according to Nechemya, since the makar v'yatzimi based in Zakai is from the pasuk of Tzadik al-Tarag, that from there we run out. That minayin uyeitim based in Zakai v'amr echad yeishu lamid ol v'chavesh emachzira noisei shnemer v'tzadek al tarig. V'chayr, from there one sees that according to Nechemya there is a halacha v'yatzim based in Zakai, even without us saying the machmas chilacher shabaola v'chbida hamake. Even if there is a ratzicha, we will still apply the halacha v'yatzim based in Zakai. If someone has to understand why Rashi explained Pshat in Reb Nechemya, the reason why one is Potter, is because he was Yatzim based in Zakai even without a Raglayim Odover. So to explain Pshat in Rashi, okay, one can explain Pshat in Rashi with another Mahalach, and one can say that according to Rashi, this that Rashi understands that according to Nechemya, one needs a Raglayim Odover, is because if we would have a Raglayim Odover, that he was Meis Machmas HaKar Rishayna, then that itself would be a reason for us to say that the original Umdina was a Taos, and the original Umdina is Batal. And if the original Umdina is Nespata, one no longer has a Yatzimi based in Zakai based on the original Umdina. And for that reason, Rashi explains Pshat in Rabbi Nechemya that there is a Raglai Madavar, and since there is a Raglai Madavar, he was not Meis Machmas HaKar Rishayna. For that reason, the original Umdina remains in Umdina, and therefore one has a Ptur of Yatzami based in Zakai. The Rambam on the other hand argues, and the Rambam understands that even if we are to Mevara that the Umdina was an Umdina betos, but still we have the Ptur of Yatzami based in Zakai. As long as he was Yatzami based in Zakai based on the second Umdina, that itself is a reason that we should apply the Halach of Yatzami based in Zakai. That is another Malach with which one can explain Pshat in the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. In Rashi on base, we find that Rashi explains that by Amdul Lechayim Umeis, there is a Chi of Mamin. Tesis asks the following Kasha on Rashi. Tesis asks, Uksas Kasha, Amdul Lechayim Umeis, Ahavik Achayve Misa Shegin Dipturin, the Had the Potter Misa Loimnadin, Elamishum Diyatami based in Zakai. B'chir, one can answer Tais Kasha and explain the basis of the Machlekes between Rashi and Taisis based on this that we mentioned before. The Rashi understands this that by Amdul Lechayim Umeis one is Potter, is because we say Machmas Chili Acher Shaba Olav Echbida Maka. And since this, the Amdul Chayim. In Oim Dinaiso Mi says because we say Machmas Chili Acher Shaba Olav Echbida Maka. For that reason, there is a Chiv Tashulmin. It is not considered like Chayv Emisa Shegigin. This, that Tais argues on Rashi, is because Taisis understands that by Amdul Chayim Umeis, the reason why one is not Chayim Isa is based on this, that there is a loch of Yotza mi based in Zakai. And Yotza mi based in Zakai has nothing to do with this, that we say that he was mace machmas chili acher, but rather, even though he was mace machmas makar rishena, but still, one is potter based on this, he was Yotza mi based in Zakai. And therefore, Tesis understands that one should have the p'tur of chayve mise shegegin. That is a chayr of the Biur and Rashi. And the beer and the machoikis between Rashi and Tesvis. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara explains that the makor for the shita of Rem Nechemia is from the pasuk im yakum mishalech v'alchutz al mashante v'nika amake v'chisala al daitcha shezem mahalach v'ashok v'zenerag alazeh shamdu l'misa v'hikolim ashoya v'la'achar kach hech b'lu meishu pater. Our Gemara goes on to say, "Rabbanan hay v'nika amaka maydar shibei melamed shechoyv shenaisai, v'mi nechamia chavisha minole yolef mekoyshesh, v'rabbanan nami lofi mekoyshesh mekoyshesh bar k'tolahu, u'moyshe lehev yoda k'tolei b'mai. V'afuke hay dwe yadinon I bar k'tolahu ilav bar k'tolahu." Now as far as how to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Mekoshesh was a bar k'tola, but he did not know k'tola b'mai. We find that Tesis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks, what is pshat in this? That Moshe Rabbeinu did not know be'ezu misa, v'chera stam misa is chanek. Tesis answers his kasha by saying, v'miteich asfora ha'yem medame lo'evra v'dizor de beskila, t'melchal Shabbos b'farheser k'kuyfer be'ikr, d'kuyfer b'mai sebereishis. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis, as we find that the Brisker of asks in Chidushi Mar and Agriz Allah Tariah. Well, here, this that we say Stam Misa means Chenek is only if the Tariah said Stam Misa. But by Mekreshesh HaMeshra Rabbeinu at Atzad, that there will be a specific Misa for the Einish of Mechal Shabbos, so here one no longer has a qual of Stam Misa Bechenek. So here to explain Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis, one has to say as follows. The Tesis' Kasha is based on this, that we find in the Gemara before and after the base and the base. That there is a machlokes as far as how to explain this, that Stam Misa is Bechenek. Rabbi Yeshe explains this, that Stam Misa is Bechenek, is because we say, Kamakam Shnemer Misa Beterestam Eina Tarashoy Lamoishcha Lahach Mir Alea Elo Lahakel Alea. Rabbi Nissan on the other one argues, and Rabbi Nissan explains this, how he says, Tam Misa's Bechenek is not because Chenek is a Misa Kala, but rather we say, Kol Misa Hamura Bestera Stam Eina Ela Chenek. Now, as far as how to understand this, Rabbi Yeshia says, that the reason why we say, the Mesiomos means Bechenek, is because Kol Mokim Shnei Misa Bestera Stam Eina Tarashoy Lomoshka Lahach Mirola Ela Lahakilola. One can explain Pshat Nevi'ishia with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain Pshat Nevi'ishia by saying that since Eina Tarashoy L'moshcha L'hach M'olea Elo L'hoke L'olea, for that reason when the Torah said Misa, the Kavonas HaTorah was Chenek, and the way of the Torah saying that the person is Chayv Chenek is by saying Misa Stam, since Eina Tarashoy L'moshcha L'hach M'olea Elo L'hoke. That is one Malach with which one can explain Pshat Nevi'ishia. Another Malach with which one can explain Pshat Nevi'ishia is this. The Nevi'ishia means this that we say, the Moisiomos Bechenek is Misafik, since Eina Tarashoy Lahach Mirlef, that reason we say, that one can only give the Misa Kala, which is Chenek. In the Marsha before and after Samachdal, we basically find that the Marsha explains this that we say, Ein Ein Shemin Adin. Is because we say the ema zesha savira chamur mizu eine miskaper ba eine shamefurish bekala mimena. From the Marashah, one clearly sees that if someone is mechuyev in eine shachamur, we will not give an eine shakal, since the eine shakal will not work to mechaper, since he deserves an eine shachamur. From the Marashal, one clearly sees that the Marashal understands Pshat in this Rabbi Yishia says. The Rabbi Yishia does not mean mitam safek, but rather Rabbi Yishia means mitam vadai. Had Rabbi Yishia meant mitam safek, then mitam safek we would not be able to give the einesh hakal, which is chenek, since it could be that he is mechuyev an einesh hachomer, and an einesh hakal is not mechaper, if he is mechuyev an einesh hachomer. Chayrif Martesis one sees that Artesis understands pshat mibyisha, the bishya means misafik. And for that reason, Tesis asks, what is pshat in this? The Moshe Rabbeinu did not know be'ezu misa, v'chirastam misa is chanek. And Tesis means to ask according to the shita of Rabbi Yishia. And since Tesis understands that according to the shita of Rabbi Yishia, this that we say stam misa means chanek, is misafik, for that reason, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was misafik, that maybe the Torah is not yet mefaret, which einesh someone who is mechal Shabbos is mechuyev, but still Moshe Rabbeinu should have been mechayev him the misa of chenek, since misafik we give the misa akala which is chenek. That is a chayra how one can explain pshat in the kash of Tesis. According to this mahalach in the kash of Tesis, one can answer, like we find in the Margolius Hayam, v'shem the Nachos Yaakov, that the Nachos Yaakov answers the kasha of Tosis by saying that he quoted the stam misa bechenukin nemar elo la'achar matantira avalata shahu kaida matantira. For that reason, Moshe was nestapek by meyia misasei, since again, according to Rabbi Yishia, this that we say stam misa bechenek is only misafik, and therefore this halacha will apply even to kaida matantira. As he mentioned before, Tosfos answers his kasha by saying that the reason why Moshe did not know be'ezu misa is because mitaych hasvara hayimedame la'ayvir avedizara de beskiwa de mechal Shabbos ofer hesir kekoyfer be'eker de koyfer be'mais hebereishis. In the B'kivega we find the B'kivega asks the following kasha on the teretz of Tosfos. B'kivega asks kasha li dofize why he is fake as Moshe Rabbeinu of Hashem rak the mechal befer hesir da have kekoyfer be'eker im kenadayin. So to answer the kasha of Kivegor, one can answer based on this, what you find in the Beis Halevi, that the Beis Halevi in Chilkal of Samincha says that this that one needs to Mechal Shabbos for Hesia in order to be considered a Mormor called Tira is because Yoridu Chachamim Vasev Taitan Shal B'nei Adam the Kivan the Nespaker L'chal Shabbos is B'far Hesya B'vadei Havei B'libei Momer L'kol HaTeira Kula. And therefore this that one needs him L'chal Shabbos B'far Hesya is not because we say that he is only considered K'oivir Avedi Zara when he is L'chal Shabbos B'far Hesya, but rather this that one needs him L'chal Shabbos B'far Hesya is only in order to be considered Momer L'kol HaTeira. But as far as Chol Shabbos is concerned, even Chol Shabbos Vitzina is considered Ka'ivir Avedah Zarah. And therefore, once the Torah was Mechadish, that the din of the Mekoshesh was Beskila, so to Mechal Shabbos Vitzina will also be Beskila, since Chol Shabbos Vitzina is also considered Ka'ivir Avedah Zarah. That is a chayra, how one can explain Pshat in the Teretz of Tosfos to answer the kasha of Reb Kivager. But from the Lashon of Tosfos, it is mashma that Tosfos understands that this that we say, that Mechal Shabbos is kekoyfer be'ikr, is only as far as Mechal Shabbos be'far hesya. And only Mechal Shabbos be'far hesya is considered kekoyfer be'ikr. Mechal Shabbos be'tzin is not considered kekoyfer be'ikr. And therefore again, hadar koshas Reb Kivager odochtei, then maybe this that the Torah was mechadish, that Mekoshesh was beskila, haynu da Kadosh Baruch Hu hiskim in Moshe Rabbeinu besfarazu. So to answer the kasha of Reb Kivega, okay, one can answer the kasha of Reb Kivega with a different mahalach, and one can say that Mechal Shabbos b'fnei Edom is also considered a Mechal Shabbos b'far hesya, and therefore every Mechal Shabbos is chayev skila. Since Mechal Shabbos of Ne'edim is also considered Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, which has a chomer of Kekoyfer Be'ikr. Now to explain this, the Mechal Shabbos of Nedim is also considered. As if he was Mechal Shabbos Varhesia, one can explain Pshat at one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat. Based on this, how we find the Me'achrinim, for example, in the Ma'arik and Shirish Kov Samech, in the Tvur Shar, Nirodeus, and Beis, Sivkatan Tesayin, and in the Prima Godim, Nirodeus, and Beis, and Sivseidah, Sivkatan Yodzayin, that in order to be considered Mechal Shabbos Varhesia, all one needs is to do a Ma'isav Chal Shabbos in a way that at the end will be Nisparsim Bifnei Asara. If one did a Ma'isav Chal Shabbos in a way that will be Nisparsim Bifnei Asara, even though the actual Ma'is of the Chol Shabbos did not take place in the Asara, it is still considered a Chol Shabbos Farhesya. And therefore, every Mechal Shabbos of Nei Beis Edim is considered a Chol Shabbos Farhesya, since he's a Mechal Shabbos of Nei Edim, who will go and be made with Nei Beis in Shel Chav Gimel. And therefore, his Ma'is of the Chol Shabbos is also to aspire him, and therefore it is considered a Ma'is of the Chol Shabbos Farhesya. And so too we find is Mefurish and Yeshuas Yaakov and Yerodeus and Beis in the Purish HaKotzer Sifkotan Hei that the Yeshuas Yaakov says Ve'efshir Dimiyesh Beis Edim K'sherim She'idu Olav O'eis HaDavar of Nehem Choshev K'moy B'Farhesya. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat. In this, the Chol Shabbos of Ne'edim is also considered Chol Shabbos Farhesya, which has the Chomer of K'koyfer Be'ikr. In other Mahalach to explain, Pshat in this Mechal Shabbos of Nehidim is considered like a Mechal Shabbos Farhesya is based on this that we find by Ramosha Nigros Moshe Rechaim Chilakal Simon Lama Gimel. The Ramosha explains as follows, that really there is no Mokam or Chalak between Mitzina and Farhesya as far as the Chomer HaAveira. This here Mechalak between Mitzina and Farhesya. As far as this, how we say the Mechal Shabbos Farhesya is considered a Kofer Be'ikr, is because the dimin will evil have a desire who meets sad shenira ke kaifer. And therefore, bitsina yachoemer shurakum male tavasai. Vaafamoy omer quam talini mitzad cheskas kasha shurakum male tavasai veloi mitzad kaifer. Avo bifaresia, harimachshav teva kavanoisav, heim dvorim shabalev shayudu ala rayim, varayim yemu shayuziza mitzad shu kaifer. Nimtsa shahasa maisa kfura bachoifen. Afin believe who maimed by Hashem the Isa Rak mitzat tavosai, the Kivan Chasa Laini Royim, Behechrich, who Kaifen Sharoyim Mirfishu Maisav Shem Yadinu Kekaifer. And for that reason, Moshe goes on to say a tremendous Chiddush. That him came before Shiodua Sharoyim Mechaloy Shabbos, Himishvel Taivas Hamomen. Efshir Gam Shahub of Harhesian Nidin Kibitzina. Shoyim Rorim Kwashu Maisak Fira. Rakshu Isa Avera de Chol Shabbos Bishvil Taiva Shem Kain Gam Lecholdover Einoi Ka'ever Avedizora. Based on the Chiddush for Moshe, one can say that by every Mechal Shabbos of Ne'edim, the Kibel Olav Hasra V'Hiter Atzmi L'Misa, that now one can no longer say that he is only doing the Ma'is of Chol Shabbos Otiyavin, but rather, with his Ma'is of Chol Shabbos, one has a kfir for that reason. A Chol Shabbos from the Eidim v'hiter atzmi l'misa is the chimer of a Chol Shabbos Farhesya. And for that reason, a Mechal Shabbos from the Eidim is also considered k'kofer be'ikr, which will have the oynish of skila. And similarly, we find in the place in Yerodeus and Yudalef of Katan Beis of the place he says as follows, that b'mezid v'asra the heater atzmi umisa enucha pumbi godol mizeh. And with this that he was matter atzmi umisa, he is megale bedaita of ki atzmi v'lifreikol. And for that reason, he is considered kekoifer be'ekar. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this. That Chol Shabbos of Ne'edim is also considered kekoifer be'ekar. Even though, generally speaking, in order to be considered a kofer be'ikr, one needs chilul Shabbos b'farhesya. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. As we mentioned before in the Gemara, we find that the Gemara explains, Rabbanon ha'venika ha'maka ma'idari shibei mulamet she'choyiv she'noisai, v'abnechami ha'chavi she'minoli yolef le'mim ha'koyishish. And the reason why, according to Rabbanon, we cannot learn out from ha'koyishish is because Mekoshish Bark Tolu Moshe Lava Yodak Tolu Bemai. Afuke Haid Loyadinon Ibark Tolu Hu Ila Bark Tolu Hu. from the Chemya Yol from Megadif, Tava Yodi Bar Katolu Bechav Shu, for Rabbanu Megadif Hirashah Isa. Now to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says, that one cannot wear now the Din Chavisha from Mekoshish, since Mekoshish was a Bar Katola, just Moshe Rabbeinu did not know Katolu B'mai, while Fukei Haidway Adinuni Bar Katola Hu Ila Bar Katola Hu, and for that reason one needs a new drash of a Nika and Maka according to Rabbanon. Or according to Nechemya, one has to learn now from Megadif. Well, here one can explain Pshat and our Gemara based on this, how we find in the Tshuvas HaRivash and Simon Reish on Levav, and in Tshuvas HaRadvaz Chelok Vav, based on Lafim Reishad Aleph, that the Rivash and the Radvaz both say that the Din Chavisha is not just an order Shol Yirvach, but rather the Din Chavisha is an Einesh. And in the parasha Mekoshish, it was in Schadish the Einish of Chavisha. And therefore there is a tzad, that this, that there is an Einish of Chavisha, is only by someone who is a Vade Bar Katola. As far as someone who is not a Vade Bar Katola, there is no Einish of Chavisha. And so too we find that the Rogachover in our sugya brings down from the Mechelta, that the Mechelta in Parshas Mishpatim says as follows: To me shehika chaveri chayv shnei seledem yama samuka, dein mayal arevim shemim olav al shachayv shnei say. In other words, had the entire purpose of chavisha been only in order shol yivrach, then shemim would have helped. And from this, that shemim do not help, from there one sees that the din chavisha is a hilchis einesh. In the Shvus Yaakov and Chelk Aleph Siman Yadal, we find that the Shvus Yaakov asks the following kasha. In the pasuk from Mekoshish, it says, "Vaynichu oisei b'mishmar ki leperash ma ye'asa lo'i." From the Pshutei Shal Mikra is mashma that he put the Mekoshish b'mishmar on Shabbos. The Shvus Yaakov asks b'shem the Munishmul and Siman Yadal, what happened to this that we learned in Beyonda from Vavim Rebeis that in Donim b'Shabbos v'yontif mishom Shvus? And therefore, what was the heter to be chivish as hamakoshish b'shabes? Halei chavisha hu din vein donim b'shabes. Now, based on this, how we mentioned before that chavisha is considered an einish, one can remisif in the kasha of the Shvus Yaakov that what was the heter to be chivish on Shabbos? Not only based on this that there is halacha vein donim b'shabes, but even besides the halacha vein donim b'shabes, which is only a shvus, there is an other halacha, that there is an iser min ha-tayot hima'anesh b'Shabbos, as we find in the Rambam, in Parakhav Dal Milch HaShabbos HaChazayin, and in the Chinuch and Mitzvah Kof Yadalit, which is based on the Pasuk of Yisavaru Eish B'chol Moish V'Seichem. And from there we learn out that there is an iser hima'anesh b'Shabbos, even as far as an einish that does not involve Chilul Shabbos. As we find in the Pimagadim and Psicha Kilos of Shabbos B'Dibur Hamas Chol Shov. So to answer this kasha and to explain Pshat in this, that there is a heter to be chayvish b'Shabbos, and we do not say that there is an iser to be chayvish based on the halacha of an einchim b'Shabbos, one can say that the entire halacha of an einchim b'Shabbos only applies to Mishpat of Chiyamisa. Only as far as an Einish and Misa do we apply the halach of an Einshim B'Shabbos, but other Einshim are not Bechwal. And so we find in the Berhetiv in Simen Shin Amates, Sivkatan Gimel. Now let us go on to the next Sugya. In our Mishnah we find that our Mishnah says the following halachis, Niskaben Largis Abahim of Ahurgis Adam, La'akum Vahurgis Yisrael Nefalim Vahurgis Van Kayama Pater. Rashi explains this when it's gavin ulargis habehima v'horages ha'adam, and the other cases our Mishnah says one is potter, this the one is potter, is because kiasru be'asra safeku, since shema lo yargenu, for that reason it is only considered a asra safek. Rashi explains that the case when it's gavin ulargis habehima is referring to a case that the person was standing next to a behema. And for that reason, since it is a safek shema yagenu, it is considered asra safek, and asra safek is lav shma hasra. As we find in our achrinim, for example, the achaner and other achrinim, this the Rashi explains that asra is not considered a good asra, since it is only asra safek, has nothing to do with malchoykes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and Makis on the Aftes Vavim base, but rather, even if we are to hold like the Mandomar, that Asra Asavik is Shema Asra, but over here, everyone is masking that Asra Asavik is Lav Shema Asra, as you find in Tesvis, but the Ramaskhoi Nami Palgo Palgo. That the entire Machoikis between Rabbi Chanan and Rish Lakish is only in a case. Sheidea Bebore Sheyavide Vade Yeser, Im Yeser, Oyem Yakesh Neim, Mishum Hachi Shema Asra. But heicha she'eni yidea she'yavu de vade iser she'nidea es miyake that is considered asra safik the lav shema asra aliba the kuei alma. So again, according to Rashi, this one is potter and eskaven laregas abheima v'harges ha'adam. And the other cases that our Mishnah mentions is because the asra is only considered asra safik, and therefore we are missing in the asra. In the Adamah we find that the Aramah argues in Rashi, and the Aramah explains this on his potter is because he is considered a Shegig. Since he was Mechavan Laregis Abhema, for that reason he is considered a Shegig. And since he is considered a Shegig, for that reason he is potter. Now, one has to understand Pshat in Rashi. Why did Rashi explain that the reason behind the Ptur of our Mishnah is because he is only considered a Shegig? Why did Rashi find it necessary to explain that the reason why he is potter is because one is missing in the Asra, since Asra is only Asra Safik? So to explain Pshat and Rashi, one has to say as follows, that since we are referring to a case that the person was standing next to the behemoth, and the Hayrik himself knows that the person was standing next to the behemoth, and therefore it is very possible that he will kill the person instead of the behemoth, for that reason, even though he is trying to kill the behemoth, he is no longer considered a Shegig. And since he is no longer considered a Shegig, for that reason, really the Hurig should be Chayim Isa. This that the Hurig is not Chayim Isa is only because one needs Asra, and the Asra is only Asra Safik. In the Miri we find that the Miri says, this and his Kabin Lareg, es HaBehimah V'Harag es HaAdam es Pater, is not because one is missing Asra, but rather, it is because he was not mechaven libar chiyuv. B'chay pasha pshat in Mi'iri is this, that the Mi'iri explains pshat in our Mishnah like the Aramah, that the reason why one is potter is because he is considered a shegig. But b'chay one can explain pshat in the Mi'iri with a different mahalach, and one can explain pshat in the Mi'iri that the Mi'iri understands this one is potter and is kaven ularegis abehima v'haregis adam is not because he is considered a shegig, but rather, even if we are to say that he is considered a Shegig Karav Amazid, and a Shegig Karav Amazid is considered enough of a Mazid to be Chayim Isa, but still he is considered a Misasik, since he is Mechavan Laregis Abahema, and he is Mechavan to kill someone who is not a Barchiva, for that reason he is considered a Misasik, and since he is considered a Misasik, for that reason he is Potter from Misa. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Meiri and explain pshat in the Ptur of our Mishnah. But now one has to understand both Beshitas Rashi and Beshitas Yadamah. Why Rashi and the Yadamah explain that the Ptur of our Mishnah is based on this, that he is only considered a Misaseh. Since he was Mechavin to kill someone who is not a Barachiva, for that reason he should only be considered a Misaseh. So to explain pshat in Rashi and the Aramah, one can say as follows, that the Ptur of Misasik is only a Ptur where the Kepedas HaTeira is on the Maisa, but by Ratzicha the Kepedas HaTeira is on the Ibn Nefesh of a Baruch Yuva. And as long as an Ibn Nefesh of a Baruch Yuva took place, the fact that he did not do a Maisa Ratzicha will not be Malo Merid, and therefore one will not have the Ptur of Misasik. And for that reason, both Rashi and the Aramah have to explain the Ptur of our Mishnah with a different Mahalach. And Rashi explains that the Ptur of our Mishnah is based on this. The one is missing Asra. And the Aramah explains that the Ptur of our Mishnah is because he is considered a Shegig. That is a Chira. How one can explain Pshat and the Hechrich of Rashi and the Aramah. So again, we find three Mahalach as far as how to explain the Ptur of our Mishnah. The first mahalach is a mahalach of Rashi, that this one is potter because one is missing Asra. Since such Asra is Safik, that the person who is doing the Maisa himself has a Safik, we will say such hasra zulav shmo hasra. The second malach is this, that the p'tur of our Mishnah is because he is only considered a shaygig. The third mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the p'tur of our Mishnah is by saying that since he was mechavin to kill someone who is not a bar chiva, for that reason he is only considered a mesasek, and therefore one has a p'tur mesasek of kol atayra kula. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah makes down the following sheet of Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon says, "Afilu neskaven la'arageseh v'horageseh potzer." Our Gemara explains pshat in the Makar of Reb Shimon, that the Makar of Reb Shimon is from the Pasuk in Devarim, that the Pasuk says, "V'irav loy v'kam olav, ad sheiskaven loy." Well, here one has to understand pshat in the Halach of Reb Shimon. As we find by Reb Shach Naviezri, Nochsutzech, Perkeh, Ochedal, one can explain Pshat and Reb Shimon with one of two Malachim. Either one can explain Pshat and Reb Shimon by saying, then the Pasuk of Yirvoy Vakamolav Ad Shiz Gavnoy was in Schadish. That one needs to be amazed relative to the person that one killed, and by Neskaven Lara Geseh Vahora Geseh, he is considered a Shigig relative to the person that he ended up killing. That is one way with which one can explain pshat and the chiddush of the pasuk of Yirvoy v'kamolav ad sheiskavenoi. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the halach of ad sheiskavenoi is by saying that even though he is considered a mezid, since he is mechavin to kill a bar chiyuva, and as far as the isra of oisertzach, he is considered a mezid, but still in the pasuk of Yirvoy v'kamolav was in schadish that there is a new halacha of kavana. And so too we find by Baruch Berenberg HaShmuel and Ksuvas B'Shem Reb Chaim. And as the Baruch Ber explains, there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two tzadim. If we are to understand that the p'tur of Reb Shimon is because he is considered a shegig, then one can apply the halacha of Chai V'Misa Shegigin, and one will have a p'tur of Kimwe B'Diraba Minei. On the other hand, if in the drash of the Yirvoy v'kamol was in Schadish, that there is a new halach of kavana, then without kavana, one does not have a ma'isur etzicha, and therefore one will not have the p'tur of kimli b'dirabba minei. In the Rambam, in Perek Dalim Hilchos Chayva Mazek Vachei and Aruch Havav, we find that the Rambam says that even though Chayva Misha Shegin is pater mimaman based on kimli b'dirabba minei, but that is only if one was a shegig by Neskaven or Chaveri Venoga Fesoisha Afal Pishemesa, Hoyo Vemisa Boy Kavona Hareza Kedover Shame by Misa Space Dinu Meshalem Mevodis, and one does not have the Ptur of Kim Lebedirabba Minei. From the Rambam, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that the Ptur of Reb Shimon is not because he is considered a shegig relative to this person, but rather, in the pasuk of Yirvoy v'kam olav ad sheiskaven was neschadish needs kavana in order to be considered a ma'aser etzicha, and without kavana one does not have a ma'aser etzicha, and for that reason one has a chiyumamim and there is no p'tur of kimle b'dirabba minei. Rav Shach goes a step further, and Rav Shach goes on to say that this that we say neschaven l'arageseh v'horageseh potzer is not because one needs kavana lazeh, but rather it is because we say that kavana la'acher is mafkia, the ma'isa from having a shem ma'isa ritzicha as far as the person that he ended up killing. And for that reason we find that the Rambam in Perikyon Me'ahuches and Skimam and Alachet has paskins, that by a shorsh neskaven la'ara geseh v'hara geseh is chayiv. And by Ashur, we do not apply the Halach of Reb Shimon of Neskaven Lara Geseh V'Hora Geseh. Since the Yisid HaPtur of Neskaven Lara Geseh V'Hora Geseh is because the Kavono Lazeh is Mafkia, the Maisa from having a Shem Maisa Ritzicha relative to the person that he ended up killing, that is only as far as a person who is a Bar Kavona, by Behemoth, which is a La Bar Kavona, the kavana lazeh cannot be mafkia the maisa from having a shem maisa ritzicha relative to the person that the shor ended up killing. This we find in the Gemara of a Kamandaf Mamdala that the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, even by a shor we will apply the halacha neskaven lara geseh v'hara geseh potter, since we will say kemisas habaylam kach misas hashor. is only according to the Shita of Rabbi Nar Gemara, who darshins v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, that the nefesh that the pasuk is referring to is mamen. In the drasha of Rabbi was nischadish, that by niskavin u'are geseh v'hore geseh, the oinish of this ritzicha is mamen and not misa. In other words, according to Rabbi, niskavin u'are geseh v'hore geseh is considered a mais ritzicha. Just the oinish for such a mais ritzicha is mamen and not misa. On the other hand, according to Tana de Bechizkia, who darshins hamakeb adam umakeb behema, ma makeb behema ichilakt babin shegu amazeb miskavin or shayne miskavin. Bein derech hirido derech hawil a poetry mammon, el chaive mammon af maka adam. Oi tachuk boi bein shegu amazeb miskavin or shayne miskavin. Bein derech hirido derech hawil a chaive mammon, el a poetry mammon. According to Tana de Bechizkia, niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh is not considered a ma'aser tzicha whatsoever. And this, that is not considered a ma'aser tzicha whatsoever, is because the kavona was mafkia the ma'aser from having a shema'aser tzicha relative to the person that he ended up killing. And therefore, according to Tana Bechizkia, the p'tur of niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh will only apply by a person and not to a behemoth, which is lav bar kavona. So again, according to the Mahalach Rav Shach, there is a machloikis in our sugya as far as the p'tur of niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh. According to Rebbe, which our Gemara says is the shita of Rav Shimon, the p'tur of niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh, is because we say that by niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh, by such a ma'is ritzicha, the Torah is mechayiv mamen. By a ma'is ritzicha without kavana to the person that one ended up killing, the oinesh for such a ma'is ritzicha is mamen. And therefore, according to Rebbe, which as our Gemara says is a shita of Reb Shimon, one will have the p'tur of niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh, by Yeshur as well, and even by Yeshur, one will need kavana for the person that the shor ended up killing, in order for the shor to be chay misa, and we will say k'misas habaylam kach misas hashor. On the other hand, according to Tana Bechizkia, the p'tur of niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh is because we say that the kavana lazeh is mafkia, the ma'isa from having a shemaisa ritzicha relative to the person that one ended up killing. That is the Mahalach HaPtur according to Tana de Bechizkia. In the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah HaMadal, we find that the Minchas Chinuch says that the P'tur of Niskavin Lare Geseh V'Hore Geseh does not apply to a Benoyach. A Benoyach who is Niskavin Lazeh V'Hore Geseh is Chaya Misa. V'Chayre Pshat in the Minchas Chinuch is because the Minchas Chinuch understands that the P'tur of Niskavin Lare Geseh V'Hore Geseh is because he is considered a Shoigig. And since the p'tur of niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh is because he is considered a shegig, for that reason by Ben Nayach, who is chayev even b'shegig as we find in the Gemara in Makis, for that reason by Ben Nayach there is no p'tur of niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh, but rather by Ben Nayach, even by niskavin lare geseh v'hore geseh, he will be chayev misa. That is a chayra, what one sees from the Minchas Chinuch. And so to Chir is Mavur in Tesis as well. In Tesis on our base we find that Tesis explains this at Tanu Bechizkia Darshins from Maka Adam Maka Behema. That Maka Behema Ichilakt Babin Shigu Amaze Bemiskavin or Shane Miskavin. So too by Maka Adam, Oisach like by Ben Shigu Amaze Bemiskavin or Shane Miskavin. Bein Derech Hirido Derech Halil Achai Vimomen, El a Poetry Momen. That a poetry moment by Eina Miskavin is not referring to Momen Acher. As far as Momen Acher is concerned, it is Pashit, the one is Pater Momen Acher, just like one is Pater by Chayve Miser Shegigin. As Tesis says, Demi Shegig Nafka Vakava Chaymerhu. Tesis goes on to explain Shat and Tana Bechizkia, that Tana Bechizkia is coming to Pater Mid Mehanerag. For From Tesis, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that the Ptur of Nisgavin is because it is considered a Shegig relative to the person who was killed. And for that reason, as far as Menachem is concerned, one has the Ptur of Chayve Misa Shegigin. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between the Rambam and Tesis as far as how to explain the Ptur of Nisgavin Tesis explains that the Ptur of Nisgavin is based on this, that he is considered a Shegig relative to this person, which is a Chira based on this, that the Chiyum Misa is Mehilchas Bein Adam L'Chaveri for this, that he killed someone. And the Chiyum Misa of the Reitzeach is a Chiyum Misa to the one who was Nerag. And therefore, as far as the one who was Nerag, he is considered a Shegig. On the other hand, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam understands that the Ptur of Niskaven Ularagaseva Horagaseva is not because he is considered a Shegig, but rather, as we mentioned before, B'Shem Ramshach, it is either because one needs Kavana in order to be Chayim Misa, or we say that since he was Mechaven for a different person, for that reason the Kavana for a different person is Mafkia the Maisa from having a Shem Maisa Ritzicha. Our Gemara goes on to explain that according to Rabbanan, had Rabbanan explained Pshat in the Pasuk of Yirevoy v'Kamolav, and our Gemara says, Rabbanan Amri d'Birabiyane Prat v'Zerik Evan v'Gav. Our Gemara goes on to explain, Hei chidami, ilema di'ika tisha kusim ve'echa di'sa b'neim te'pekoi di'ruba kusim ninu, inami palgo palga safek nefashe sahakel, oitzricha di'ika tisha yisrael makusi echa b'neim, Rashi explains this, that when he's a Ptur of Kavua Kemechza Mechza by Zirik Evan Lagavan, when his Rav Yisrael is only according to the Sheet of Rabbanan who are Mechai by Nisgavan Laregeseh Vaharegeseh, according to Rav Shimon, who understands when his Potter by Nisgavan Laregeseh Vaharegeseh, so too by Zirik Evan Lagav, even if one has Rav Yisrael, and we do not apply the halacha of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, but still he will be potter. From Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that the ptur according to Rav Shimon is because one needs kavana for a specific person in order to be chayim misa. And by Zirik Evan Lagav, even had it been kulam Yisraelim, but still he was not mechaven for a specific person. That is achir what one sees b'shitas Rashi. But okay, one can be doicha the raya from Rashi and say as follows, as we find Rashi explains. This argamar says, inami palga o palga. It is pasha the one is potter. Rashi explains this, I palga o palga, it is pasha the one is potter. Is because matzi lameima lukusim kamis gavna. And since he can say, lukusim kamis gavna, for that reason, is hachemifjim mishum nesafik nefasha sohakel. And therefore, according to the sheet of Reb Shimon, was Nisgavin Laregeseh Vaharegeseh Potter. For that reason, if he was Zirik, Evan, Lagav, even without Halacha V'Kokvua, Kamech, Tzal, Mech, Zedami, but still he has the ability to patter himself by saying that he was Mechavin, V'Yisrael, Zeh, Vaharag, Yisrael, Acher. That is another Mahalich with which one can explain Pshat, B'Shitas, Rashi. From this, Rashi explains that the Ptur by Palga or Palga is based on this, Dematio Mema Akusim Kamis Gavna. From Rashi one sees that our Gemara is referring to a case that after his Rikas Evan Lagav, we were Mevar that he killed the Yisrael. And therefore this that he is Potter Mimisa is only because he can say, the Akusim Kamis Gavna. But now one has to understand, according to Rashi, as Yadramai asks, if so, what is pshat in this, that without halacha of kavua kemechza mechza dami, if he was zirik evan or gav, and one has roi v'yisrael, he will be chayim misa. V'chari he should be able to say l'kusim kamis gavna. And for that reason, the Yadramai goes on to explain pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara is referring to a case that it was not in espar l'besleif who he killed. So to explain Pshat and Rashi, one has to say, as we find in the Rashba in Bava Kama da from Daud on the base, that by Roi V'Yisrael, since one has Roi V'Yisrael, Kevadai Mashvin Anwa, and therefore it is considered Ki'ilu Hiskaven V'Yisrael Mamish. Since with Hizrika Seven Lagav, We have a beer of rig that he will kill Yisrael is considered as if he was mechavenu Yisrael. And for that reason, if not for that lochav kavua kemechta al mechta dummy, he cannot say that he was mechavin la'akum. And only based on that lochav kavua kemechta al mechta dummy, can he say that he was mechavin la'akum. That is how Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara. So again, we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Arama. If based on the halacha of Reiv, is it considered ki'ilu niskaven u'yisoil or not? Rashi understands that based on the halacha of Reiv, it is considered ki'ilu niskaven u'yisoil on the other end according to the Arama. Even if one has a Reiv, it is still not considered ki'ilu niskaven u'yisoil, and he can still say that he was mechaven la'akum. Well, clear the basis of machlokes between Rashi and the Arama is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand Reiv. Is Reiv only on Hoga, but the suffix remains, or do we understand that Reiv is a birur? And with the birur of Reiv, now it is considered a vadai. The Arama understands that the way Reiv works is only because we have an hoga and we have a din to go after Reiv. But there is no birur of Reiv. And for that reason, the Arama understands that even if one has Reiv Yisrael, and we will not have the halacha of kol kavua kemechta al mechta dami, but still he can say that he was mechaven la'akum. There is a Reiv which is mevarer that he will kill a Yisrael. This, Rashi argues, is because Rashi understands that Reiv is a mevarer, and for that reason, if one has Reiv Yisrael, we will say that it is considered as if he was mechaven Yisrael, since his rikas evan lagav will kill a Yisrael. That is the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and the Ad Ramah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.